Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so remember yesterday when it was right around this time or this break where JR Sport Brief, I believe his last name is Jackson, JR Jackson. I just know him as JR Sport Brief, but in the articles that I was reading about him yesterday, his last name was in there. Why would there be articles all over the internet about JR Sport Brief? Well, there was a Sports Minute that was played right before 7 o'clock on this radio station that goes out across the country. So CBS Sports Radio down the hall, it's a national network that we have here. I worked there for 3 years with Brian Jones, DA Sean Marash were down there. Maggie and Perloff, you got Zach Gelb, you got everybody over there. So the CBS Sports Minute, the Odyssey Sports Minute, CBS Sports Minute that Boomer does, is not, you don't just hear it here, it goes across all of the affiliates that CBS Sports Radio has, whatever the number is now. And that's like affiliates within our company. So it's a, like Maggie and Perloff are not picked up by the Sports Hub and not the Sports Hub, EEI in Boston, the Score, all our stations. But the Sports Minute is cleared everywhere. So every station that's an affiliate in any way with Odyssey, that's a sports station, gets that Sports Minute. So he says this he has this Sports Minute. He's talking about the women's tournament.
How excited he was about the
And I could do nothing but laugh. I'm sorry, Dawn Staley, that I'm laughing, but I am. So he does the Sports Minute where he is talking about how excited he is about the women's tournament. He mentions Angel Reese. He mentions Caitlin Clark. And then he mentions South Carolina, which is the number one team in the nation, and a giant Brazilian woman that he did not name by name, but said this for effect because she was just in the news for knocking over the LSU player. So he's like, oh, that giant Brazilian woman who's pushing everybody around. So he's doing an entertaining talk show thing. So Dawn Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, happens to be listening to one of these affiliates somewhere in South Carolina. It's like 107.5 The Game or something. She hears a Sportsman and is like highly offended by one of her players being called a giant Brazilian woman. So she tweets about it, and then JR has to issue an apology, and then CBS Sports somehow, I don't, who from CBS Sports? Like, they're not even really CBS Sports. It said CBS Sports and an apology, but all right, so it's CBS Sports Radio, but CBS has nothing to do with that. It's a name only now, since the companies have changed and everything. So I don't even know who that was. Who it was, Marinick, certainly wasn't Stephen Waldron. He had nothing to do with this. So then it becomes a thing. So the reason why I'm laughing at this is I know how this whole thing happened. So Billy Giacalone out there, a little Blue Balls Billy, our friend, he's the one who like gets this thing and puts it in, and then it goes out. He has no idea what happened yesterday. No clue until 2 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm talking to him about it. He's like, I just found out. Like, and it's like national news everywhere, and Billy's the one. So I was thinking if Chernoff were still here, and I love you, Mark, but if Chernoff were still here, he would have yelled at Billy for putting that in. He would have taken his anger out on Billy Giacalone for putting that in.
Why? What did he do?
He
did his
job.
You should know better. You're supposed to listen.
You agree with me, right?
And he's the littlest target.
Right. So I was afraid that someone, I said, did anybody give you crap about that? He's like, no, I just found out about it 2 minutes ago. But Chernoff definitely would have done that.
You're like, what? You got to listen to it. You got to put that in now. Look at what you've done now. You should know better.
I would have put it in.
Right. I probably would have too.
Eddie can vouch for me. I took a double take when I heard it. I said, did he just say...
We all did.
Right. Yeah. But I never thought
but
in a way...
But not from an offensive standpoint. No. It was just like comical.
It was like, that's how he described it? Okay.
All right.
But that was it. I didn't think it'd be a thing.
All right, I'm going to ask you this now. If that were Zach Gelb and not JR, would Zach Gelb be on the air still?
I would hope so. Again, I didn't think anything of it.
All right.
I don't know.
I always try.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just being honest. I feel like a white talk show host says that, he's done. I think he's done. I think he's fired and done. No, I'm serious. I think I don't think it's offensive. The way that Dawn Staley reacted, somebody would have gone nuts about this. You see the way it was covered? You see how awful announcing put it out there?
No.
That's shockingly offensive.
The
comments.
Only thing I saw was awful announcing because you
shockingly
sent it.
Shockingly offensive.
I didn't see it anywhere else.
Thank God no one else really got in trouble for this because that would have been a problem. It would have been a cancel situation. But this was, honestly, this was close to being that. 100%.
If I was playing in college sports and someone wrote, he was trying to make the point about how excited he was about the women's game, about the women's tournament coming up. So if I was playing baseball and the college baseball World Series is coming up and someone did a sports minute and said, and I love that guy from Old Dominion, that small Italian guy. How is that?
All right, well, it's women's basketball first off, right? So that's one thing already that they're fighting against. And when you call a woman a giant, right? Like that's
She's
something.
Bigger than everybody else.
I'm playing devil's advocate. So Dawn Staley feels that like this is a woman with a name who has worked her ass off. You can't just across the country call her a giant Brazilian. That's what she's saying.
Okay. Well, clearly, I mean, he apologized for it, but when I heard it, I did not think this would be a thing.
Yeah, right. Me either. We sat there, played it back, and laughed because we thought it was entertaining. But what Dawn Staley is claiming is that you're...
I'll tell you what he made me do. He made me Google the South Carolina basketball team to see who
we
exactly
got her name.
He
said her name.
We all did.
Yeah, and not in a bad way, in a good way.
Right.
Because I'm thinking, huh, I know Caitlin Clark, I know Reese. I'm like, who's he talking about?
Yeah, and then we looked it up.
And now, right, wrong, or indifferent, I've got more interest now in watching South Carolina, and I know they're the number one team. Okay, great. I'm not a women's college basketball fan.
Right.
Now I might be more inclined to watch it in a good way.
But let me tell you, I did not find it offensive. I don't think it's offensive this morning. I have JR's back on this. Obviously, I'm just telling you, Dawn Staley's reaction to it would have gotten a talk show host fired if that was an older white talk show host. I'm telling you right now. Because that coming from... and out of touch, because then all of a sudden that person's a locked-in racist. You see how this cancel stuff works? Come on! If that was some guy in Indiana, like, you know, Don the Lemon Martucci, who's been on the air in Indiana for 25 years, goes, that giant Brazilian woman? He'd be done! He'd be fired immediately once Dawn Staley tweeted that. I could guarantee you that 100%.
The same way I didn't contemplate that being offensive, I didn't even contemplate that being a thing. So maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just, I couldn't, but when I saw that stuff come across my phone yesterday, I was like, what? That sports minute we were talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.